Well, certainly the big issues we have with food security is that we expect that the world population will increase by 50% over the next 30 or 40 years. So it's another 3 billion people on top of the 6 billion people we have now. It's estimated that a lot of the increase in food demand will be in Asia, where there'll be an increase in demand for meat products. And that will require an increase in grain production of about 100%. And we have to do this against a background of climate change, increasing desertification in some areas, lower availability of water, and a lot of the major areas where we produce grain crops actually getting less rainfall. In the absence of having the capacity to grow higher value crops and higher yielding crops in some of these areas, what typically happens around the world is more rainforest area is plowed and turned into cropping land to pick up the extra. So a really critical problem for us in terms of food security around the world is increased production while lowering the environmental footprint of agriculture. And in that respect, genetically modified crops can play a significant role. They're by no means can be considered the whole solution to the problem. We know that many areas of the world, political unrest and economic issues drive access to food. But we also know that many areas of the world, improving the genotypes of plants can improve food security and improve food production. Particularly in Africa, where in many key crops like cassava, which is a root crop, a major staple crop, annual yield losses are often on the order of 50%. And literally, in those areas where people can't grow enough, they clear more tropical rainforest areas to try to grow the crops. So what we really have to do is try to increase production and food security and be able to do it in a way that people can locally manipulate what they do. So being able to grow insect-resistant corn or reduce losses to stock borers in Africa, which typically cause losses of 20 to 40% is important. Improving virus-resistant cassava, a whole range of things like that are really important and really are the basis of a lot of the crops that are out there already. In addition to that, there are novel genetically modified traits that are coming on that are probably even more important. And perhaps the most significant of these are crops that improve the water use efficiency. There is genes, at least four or five major genetic technologies are under investigation that do that and are already in field trials. And the other one that's incredibly important are crops that improve their efficiency of use of nitrogen. Because nitrogen is strongly associated with greenhouse gas emissions. It requires fossil fuels to produce them, to fix them out of the air, to deliver them to the ground, work them in the ground. And a portion of them volatilizes in the air as nitrous oxide, which by weight is 300 times more important than CO2 as a greenhouse gas. So those technologies as well, improving the ability of plants to use water efficiently under drought stress conditions, and also to improve their efficiency of use of nitrogen, are really key factors. And again, particularly in Africa, where access to fertilizers is often poor. Now, as I say, these will not solve all problems, but they will make incremental improvements, particularly so that people can generate the food they require locally, reducing distribution problems, and have greater confidence in their own ability to produce the foods they need.